Ready for season 6G? Load the Dagham advert.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but we've had some feedback requesting a new advert for qualified electrical engineers or those in the last year of their studies to get in touch with Dagham. Will, any ideas?
I think we need to highlight the greatness of the job opportunity a little more.
This is the greatest and best job in the world. Tribute.
Might be a little bit over the top.
GY and Will were walking on a long and dusty road. In Merthyr.
Outside coolers, I'd imagine.
We came across a big and fearsome demon. In a bomber jacket.
Sounds like late 90s, early noughties bouncers for those struggling to follow.
And he said... Tell me the best job in the world, or I won't let you in. We all looked at each other. And we each said, okay. And we told him the first job that came to our head. It just so happened to be, it was the best job in the world. It was the best job in the world.
GY, can you bring some normality to this?
Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. For an engineer of electricity, it could be your destiny.
Go to dagham.co.uk. Get in touch. It could be your day. It could be your day. Needless to say, the beast was stunned. Someone being sick, heard through his walkie-talkie, and the beast was done. He asked us, what was the name of that company again? And we said, hey, it's Dagham. Rock!
Has the quiz started yet? Get on with it.
They ever bring back like Ibiza Uncovered, he could be on it in 10 years.
Oh, he could follow in my footsteps.
Were you on it?
I'd be throwing cover two with Jazz, yeah.
Oh, what were you up to? You must have told me this before. Go on.
Yeah, I don't know this.
You haven't heard this? So, the bit that actually made it on camera was sort of the left half of my body was at the extreme edge of the picture as it panned along the bar, but I didn't realise that. So I took a straw off the bar and tried to feed it up through my nose and, you know, out the other side for the cameras.
Obviously, this is what the TV execs will want.
Yeah. only went up one nostril before I had to run to the toilet with a nosebleed.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Above Average Sports Quiz Thing. I'm GY and joining me, a man who now worships a dog called Myra as his new leader. It's Tom.
Hello. And yeah, I'm assuming everybody saw it. Bit weird, all Everton fans making scenes outside the ground. And then a floating dog. My only thing is, if this is a magic dog... Why have they waited till now? We've been awful all season. And now you're like on the verge of relegation. And now you bring it in. So, hopefully you'll see us through.
Because it only comes when you're really in need.
Really in need, yeah. And we really needed it. So,
See if it works for the rest of the season for you. Also joining me tonight, a man who had an I was there moment on Saturday night. When he watched the Bristol Flyers courtside overturn a 12-point aggregate deficit to win through to the playoff semi-finals. It's Will.
Present.
How was the Flyers? Looked good.
Oh, epic, mate. Epic. You can see that the tension is there in the highlights. I don't actually get out of my seat until like the last 10 minutes or so, but it got very, very exciting. They kept getting level on aggregate, and then at one point they dropped right back to being 10 points behind again. I think it was halfway through the second half and then came strong. And Manchester had the ball where they could have gone for three to win or two to take it to overtime. They went for two and got blocked, and the rest, as they say, is history. So it was absolutely epic.
It was kind of a block.
It was. And the other thing to say is that I'm really hoping that Myra the dog comes up on a quick quiz in the not too distant future, because I didn't know that story. I hadn't heard that. So you might have rubbed off on me there, Tom, a little bit of knowledge. So I'm grateful.
There you go. We'll see what comes up later. Never know. We'll share some of those clips from the Flyers on the Instagram later, so everyone can enjoy the views.
Nice.
Right. Shall we do some dedications?
Angel in the night.
This one's dedicated to you. You are the one we want to show love to. It may be one or perhaps a few. Just know you're above average too. It's for you.
Will, have you got any for us this week?
Well, in our preamble, I was reminded of the time where Jez carried me from the centre of San Antonio, the 7-minute walk home when I was a little worse for wear, and it took him 3.5 hours to carry me home. So I thought in that moment I should probably dedicate the episode to him for his heroic efforts in the year 2000. My dedication tonight is to Jez. Which has just come to mind because I'm booking flights to go and see him. So it's exciting times.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Nice in the north of France, Tom.
It is. So I've heard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll check out Ibiza Uncovered for you. I'm assuming there's no video of him carrying you for 3 hours.
No, not that I'm aware of anyway. This is just before video phones.
If anyone else got the Series 2 DVD, get in touch.
No, I wasn't even on DVD, it was on tape.
Okay, if anyone's got the season 2 VHS or Betamax of it, whatever it is,
we will find a way of getting it digitalized out on the social medias.
I'll just contact Sky and see if they've got it.
Yeah,
I think you're going to be disappointed.
Just for your moment of fame. Yeah. Okay, cool. Tom, any from you this week?
So obviously Myra the dog, but more importantly, my sister Suzanne, it's her birthday yesterday. So usually I do a niece or nephew.
I was going to say, was it a niece or nephew?
Suzanne's birthday yesterday. Always been older than me. So happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Suzanne.
Happy birthday, Suzanne.
Cool. Any others? Just the
one. No.
Okay. For me, I don't think I've got any birthdays this week. Slightly sadder one though. My auntie passed away this week, so a little dedication there.
Oh dear,
And obviously to good to my cousins as well.
Absolutely,
my uncle Mike as well. It's Mike's wife.
All right. Oh wow.
So it's my dedication for this week.
Oh. Sorry to hear that, and absolutely warranted with the dedication.
Indeed. Right. Should we get on to some feedback?
Feedback. Do-do-do-do, it's feedback. Do-do-do-do, it's feedback. Do-do-do-do, it's feedback.
Tom, let's go with you first.
So, in light of the quiz, so last week, Herman Hrideson got in touch, who, for those who didn't know, played for Ipswich in the 90s. And he said, I can't believe you couldn't remember the gaffer, George Burley, when you were coming up with the managers. He said, I would never listen to the podcast again. So people who think I always go with the positive feedbacks, that obviously was a slight negative. And I'm very disappointed in myself for not getting George Burley, because that was a magical season. And so Ryderson in my fantasy team, brilliant.
I remember Ryderson, everyone wanted him in the fantasy team.
It was made magical by Marcus Stewart, Rovers legend, scoring all those goals and still didn't get to play for England.
No, it was Herman Ryderson, just told him. He was the magic behind it. Yeah.
He didn't score 20 Premier League goals, though, did he?
Oh, well, he stopped enough.
Well, thanks, Herman. Hopefully, maybe you know you'll change your mind and come and listen again.
Didn't he play for Charlton in the '90s as well?
Yeah, he did.
I would say maybe late early
2000s. I think it was.
Yeah. Ipswich went on the turn and went down. And
all right, I thought he went Charlton Ipswich. It was the other way around. Was it
other way around? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think he went to Portsmouth.
He went to Portsmouth. He was in the Portsmouth FA Cup team, wasn't he? Mm. With Harry.
Absolute legend.
And Sylvain Distan and that team. David James.
Yeah, remember we named them all?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Do you want me to do it again?
I think we had seven, didn't we? No, it's okay. Let's get on with this. Will, have you got any feedback for us?
No, I don't want to take up too much of your time, so let's just keep it moving. Should we keep it fluid?
Sure, why not? I have got a bit of feedback from Jo this week. She still hasn't listened to the opening episodes.
Right.
But she did listen to last week's episode. She said she likes the sound of season 7 that I suggested, which was no sports quiz. she's really looking forward to that one. She said the episode was the perfect length for a morning walk. And we should do short ones more often. And she actually said the words, "I'm begging you, please."
I don't think she's ever going to listen to the first two episodes of the series then.
She might get around to it, but she said basically give up on getting any feedback on them at any time soon. So it's fine. And her last bit of feedback.
Well, even when she flies to Colorado, we've got enough time there.
In November, yeah. maybe then I'll get her to listen to it.
And then get some feedback.
Yeah. And her last bit of feedback was she quite enjoyed a shouty quiz for change because we weren't actually shouting. And she was also playing along. And she did shout a few Pompey managers at us that she got before us, the likes of Jim Smith. And she said, and then she mentioned that when Jim Smith was with Harry at Portsmouth, they used to sing Harry and Jim to the theme of Rosie and Jim.
There you go.
I love that.
There you go. Right. That's our feedback for it. Do you want a question?
Yes, please.
Your question is coming our way. Woo-hoo. What will the above average crew say? Woo-hoo. We will answer come what may. Woo-hoo. Let's all have an above average day. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, right. So we've got a question this week. Not necessarily sport related. You might come up with something. So Joe's question this week is, what is the one thing that everyone raves about that you just don't understand?
Oh, what is the one thing that everyone raves about that I just don't understand?
Yeah, that you just don't get. I mean, avocado, I don't get, but everyone knows I seem to love avocado.
Shut up. Avocado is amazing.
See, there you go. I just don't get it.
There you go.
It's disgusting.
I had avocado on toast with Vegemite last night, which, funnily enough, is another thing that Jez put me onto. Avocado is really good. I make my own guacamole. I'll make you some guacamole with a lost and grounded beer, G. You'll love it.
I've never tried avocado or guacamole.
Yeah, I would have made guacamole for you when you come round here. Absolutely.
Guacamole is just mashed up avocado with a bit of lemon juice in it.
There's a bit more to it than that. Yeah, not a lot.
Not really.
I can't share my secrets over the pod. My guacamole recipes.
Make some. We'll have a Super Bowl party. You can make some guacamole. And
let's have a Super Bowl party.
Some Doritos or whatever.
Are we still having a... what's it called?
Eurovision party.
I was going to say Euro Millions party. Let's have a party when we're in Euro Millions.
That'd be great. Yeah, please. We'll sort out Eurovision later. Let's go on to the.
Sorry, I digress.
What's the question at hand? What is the one thing that people rave about that you just don't get? Could be a sports person you don't understand why people rave about them.
I don't know. Bake Off. I don't really understand why.
What? I thought you looked Faith Hill.
No, Jem.
No, Jem watching Faith Hill. So I am sometimes in the room for that.
It's why Tom likes doing podcasts on a Tuesday, because that's when Bake Off's on.
Well, I don't understand. It seems to be a bit of a rave in Australia. Is these moustaches that I saw while Jem was watching, what's it called? What's the Australian dating show?
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight. Yeah, Australia. Going with like a really sort of old-fashioned moustache.
Have you just don't see it.
Have
you checked, because they're big into Movember, that it wasn't just filmed in November and that there are a lot of them are supporting.
It's definitely not. I mean, if you watch a lot of the Super Rugby, there's a lot of Australians still sporting those moustaches.
Oh, no, I'm not getting that. Yeah, I completely concur that a lot of them are feral. And
this is not like beard and moustache combo. This is just everything.
It's just a
moustache.
A little moustache, like, isn't it? Yeah.
I thought the moustache died out unless you're in like films and it's for a role. But no. Now the Australians seem to love it.
And they got to have a mullet to go with it as well. Especially if you're from Penrith. That's probably casual racism, actually, thinking about it. But yeah.
Shout out to our Australian listeners.
Yeah.
Especially those in Penrith.
With your funky moustaches.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of your Aussie mates having a moustache.
No, you're probably right.
Maybe they shave it off just to come over.
Yeah, to be allowed in.
It does seem to be more of a recent thing, though. It's definitely like the last.
Is it coming back, year. Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely a recent thing.
What was the question again?
What is the one thing that people rave about that you just don't get?
Ah, got it. Kabaddi. I don't get it, right? Rock loves it. If you love it, I'm not into it. You saw it once on Trans World Support. So kabaddi is the one for me on that.
How dare you?
There's a billion Indians that love it. And,
and us.
I'll keep my avocados, thank you.
Okay. We'll have a kabaddi party. With guacamole.
Yeah.
And mustaches. Sorted. Right. Well, there you go, Joe. Hope that's answered your question. I can't remember if she gave me an example. I'll have to check this. Come back to you.
It's a thing, I don't really know what people are raving about at the moment. Because all I need to do is.
It doesn't have to be right now. It could be like ever. So.
Yeah.
But no, that's fine. We'll move on. We'll get on with it. Right. Tom, have you got a Wheel song for us?
Yeah, with the caveat that I may not give myself a whole lot of time to write this. Also, they can't all be bangers. And might say it's not very nuanced, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's fine. Just remember some other feedback. Jo said she loved your song and she knew what it was straight away and even sang along, even though she didn't know the words.
Oh, the hopelessly devoted to the wheel?
Yes.
There you go. Banger, see?
I've got a request for you. I'll text you later.
All right, okay.
Actually, I'm going to text you now before I forget. But I'll get the wheel up ready.
This is actually my second choice wheel song today.
Second choice? What's wrong with first choice today?
Well, the first choice one is because of the theme, you'll see it, that might come into my head. But yeah, there was another one that was equally as short, but would have required some sound effects being put in afterwards. But I'll save it for another day.
Okay, let me just send you. There you go. There's my request, Tom.
Oh, God.
So you two are allowed to text each other little love notes, right? But I'm not allowed to discuss Eurovision parties.
Well, I just figured, for, you know, for the listeners, rather than bore them with us trying to organise a Eurovision party, they might, let's get on to the actual quiz stuff and we can discuss it after.
Okay.
I mean, I'm texting Tom a request, but you can't know about it because it's got to be a surprise for you on the wheel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you can do the same. You can request certain songs from him.
I'm going to text Joe and ask her to ask the question. Is it fair that you have little texting correspondence about me without me being involved.
Hey, you went. I didn't even get invited to the football, the rugby the other week. We were all in your box together.
We were literally in a box together. That is true.
Yeah.
I didn't get invited.
Yeah, but Tom didn't get invited to Book of Mormon or whatever it was that we went to see as well.
Yeah, we didn't organise that together, though, did we?
No, I mean, Tom will confirm, but I gave him something like 36 hours notice tops on the rugby. I'm good like that.
Yeah.
You were lucky I was busy anyway, so it was fine. Right, Tom, are you ready?
Yes.
As you can see, we've got a wheel with three choices on it. We've got Champions League, Premier League, or nicknames. All will become clear once we select. So, Tom, we're spinning the wheel in 3, 2, 1.
Who let the dog out? Who let the dog out? There you go. Tony Short, Tony Cannell, be bangers. Not very nuanced with the thing about the Everton dog. There you go.
Short but sweet. So we landed on nicknames. Do you want to know what the other two choices actually were?
No, I'm more intrigued to find out what the nicknames is to do with.
Okay. So nicknames. The quiz this week is football club nicknames.
Oh, amazing. Is it another shouty one?
It is. So this is from August 2016. So it's the 92 English Football League teams. We have to guess all of their nicknames in 15 minutes.
I bet one of them is not in the league.
Yeah.
2016.
I think they might have been relegated that season.
they are on the list. That's
right.
I'll put the list on screen just so you can see the clubs that are left as well.
I'll tell you now, G, that Cherry Blossoms isn't one of the answers to this. I can tell you now there was someone here that I don't know the answer to.
Yeah.
It's fine. We can just, we've just got to be above average.
Oh, I love the fact we've got 15 minutes though, because that gives us a bit of thinking time at the end when we run out of steam.
We've named all the ones we can think of. And then...
Yeah.
Okay. 15 minutes on the clock. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're starting in 3, 2, 1.
I don't know. Toffees. Well, you're just going to... I thought we, last you're gonna week go we went for... with order.
Well, we can do the easy ones. Accrington, anyone know?
No.
The Ackies.
The Ackies. Are Wimbledon the Dons, or are they Crazy Gang?
The Dons were MK Dons. So
Crazy Gang.
What are Wimbledon called these days, then?
Are they Crazy Gang still or not?
Let's have a look, shall we?
No.
I don't know.
Arsenal Gunners.
Gunners.
Villa are the villains. Barnet are the bees.
They're not the villains, apparently.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I'll call spelled my spelling.
But it's spelled wrong.
How do you spell
the I before the A?
No, it could be villains.
That'll do. Do that. they're not called the villains.
No. Let's move on. Barnet, are they the bees?
I think they're the bees.
Yeah, they can.
Or
be
if
bees,
not,
yeah.
They'll come up for Brentford. Are they?
Brentford
are
bees.
Two for one.
I'm going to say Robin, and there's about six of them.
Yeah, there's
Robins,
a few Robins.
Got them. Not Barnsley, though.
Not
Birmingham. Birmingham, the Blues.
Yeah, there'll be a few Blues.
Yeah, Blackburn. Is there Rovers. A few just called Rovers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of Doncaster's come up, even though they're called the Vikings.
The Blackpool are Tangerines, aren't they?
Tangerines. Seasiders. Tangerines. Close enough. They gave it to us. Bolton.
Bolt. The Wanderers.
Nope. No, haven't they got... Oh, no.
Bournemouth. Cherries. The Bournemouth are Cherries.
Yeah.
Bradford.
Cherry Bantams. Bradford, yeah, the Bantams.
Bantams.
Brighton. Seagulls.
Yeah. Let's see if GY knows what the Rovers' nickname is. Don't tell him, Tom.
I feel like I do, but now you put me under pressure and I don't.
We'll come back to that, Tom. We'll come back to that. Just see if you can think of
that. I'll see if I can come up with it later.
Burnley,
the gas.
Yeah, they're the gas. Well done.
I knew it.
Burnley.
Claret.
Claret. Yeah.
Burton, Albion.
It's called Albion?
I don't know.
Berry.
Berry, don't know. Cambridge, the U's. Just the U's.
There's a few of those.
Oh, look at that.
Cardiff.
Well, yeah. I'm glad they did that because I wouldn't have known what Colchester
the,
or
the Redbirds.
Blue Birds. Carlisle.
Carlisle. Carlisle, don't know. Charlton.
Athletic.
Addicts. Yeah.
Chelsea.
We got the Reds.
Yeah, we'll come to that one again. What
Chelsea? Chelsea, not the Blues.
I would always call them the Blues, but they got another name.
We'll come back to that then. That's going to annoy us. Chesterfield are the Spires.
Apparently not.
Are they not? I thought they were known as the Spires.
Didn't come up.
Because of the church spire, the wonky church spire they got.
Coventry Sky Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crawley.
Crawley.
Town.
Town.
The town. On the town.
Crew.
Crew.
The Alexes. Or the
Alexanders. Called the A's. I don't know. Palace.
And the Eagles.
Eagles. Derby. The Rams.
The Rams. Yep.
Exeter. Chiefs.
Nearly been Chiefs. Yeah. It's Exeter United, isn't it?
Exeter. Fleetwood is something to do with fishing, aren't they? This
Mac. Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood.
The
fisherman or the trawlerman or the.
Trawlerman. Trawlerman sounds like one of them.
Fleetwood. Because Grimsby's got something similar to that. I don't know Grimsby.
Not the cod. The mackerel.
Cod army.
Salmons.
Cod army.
Cod army.
Haddocks. The haddocks. It's a bit of fishing.
It's something to do with fish.
Did you put cod army?
Cod army. There you go, Fleetwood, Cod Army.
Yeah,
thank
you very much.
I put Cod in, but I didn't put the arm in it.
Grimsby are coming, they've got something similar. Fulham, though, are the Cottagers.
Gillingham. Gills? It's the Gills?
Yeah, the Gills, yeah.
Grimsby.
Grimsby is something fish related again.
Yeah, I think so. We'll come back. Let's get through. Let's get through a round. Hartlepool.
I think they just put
Paul Huddersfield.
They're the Terriers.
Oh, well done.
Nice. Hull.
Yeah,
Barnsley.
I think the Tykes. Tykes.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
Yeah. Are Hull like the Tigers or something these days?
Hull are the Tigers. Yeah.
Ipswich. Tractorman.
Yes.
Tractor
boys.
They are something like that, isn't it?
Tractor boys.
Just put tractors. Tractor boys. Yeah, tractor boys.
Oh, tractor boys. Eh? Leeds. Dirty.
Dirty Leeds.
Dirty.
They're the Lily Whites, aren't they? Whites. Lily Whites.
Yeah.
They just Whites or Lily Whites. Whites. Yeah. White. Leicester.
The Foxes.
Foxes. Yeah.
The Leighton Orient are the O's.
The O's. Right. Up the top. Liverpool, scummers.
I think they're just Reds. Yeah.
Reds, aren't they? Luton.
And they are... I know this. Luton are the...
Should we just get through a round? Let's get Man City.
Blues? No, we've had the Blues, haven't we? Sky Blues? No, we've had that as well. Light Blues?
I don't know.
Are they the Manx? Are they the Manx?
There you go. Crawley are the Red Devils, apparently.
Oh, there you go. Man, the Red Devils. Mansfield has something to do with a deer or stags. Are they the stags?
Stags.
Stags, nice. Middlesbrough.
Borough. Millwall, the Lions.
The Lions.
Or the Dockers. Morecambe.
They're fish related. The shrimpers.
Shrimpers Southend. Newcastle.
Hey, and what's Morecambe?
What's Morecambe? I don't
know.
What's the other
magpies,
thing they do?
Magpies. Crab,
the cockle pickers. Are they the cockle pickers?
All pickers.
You pick cockles in Morecambe, don't you? I don't know.
Cockle men. Cockles. I don't know. No. Newport, Tom?
I think it'd be exiles.
Yeah.
Ironsides.
Yeah, it's to do with the Civil War. They still haven't got over it.
The cobblers for Northampton. Cobblers.
Cobblers, nice.
Oh, well done.
Norwich.
They're the Canaries.
Nice. Nottingham Forest.
Forest,
aren't they? Notts County.
Notts.
Aren't they like the old something or other?
They were one of the founding teams, weren't they?
Yeah.
Just try Notts.
No. Black and Whites. Oldham.
You should know this.
They're a bird, aren't they, Oldham?
Are they? You know, it's like Athletics. Peterborough.
Posh.
Plymouth. It's Argyle, or...? It's got actual.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Yeah, it could be.
No, we've actually got a name.
Like mascot, I think. No, oh, he's like a.
We've got six minutes.
Plymouth will come to me in a minute. Okay.
Portsmouth.
Port Vale. Oh, Vale.
Portsmouth, Pompey.
What happened to Port Vale? Vale. Just Vale for Port Vale.
No. Vailers. Vale.
Preston, are they North End? Are they the Lily Whites?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think the
Hoops.
Could they be the R's? Or
the Hoops.
Oops.
Yeah.
Someone called the Royals. Oh, yeah, Reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dale for Rochdale.
Dale, Rochdale, Rotherham.
They're a, what you would call it as well, aren't they? Like the Cobblers. Yeah. They're
Scunthorpe.
Scunny. It's Scunny for Scunthorpe.
No, they're there. They're something to do with iron.
They? Iron.
Well, we've got the iron to come. Yeah.
Yeah, the iron.
Sheffield United. They just like.
Blades. They're the blades.
Blades, yeah.
Blades, yeah.
Steel. The Owls.
Owls.
Yeah.
Shrews. The Shrews. They're the Shrews.
Shrews. Southampton.
Saints.
Shrimpers. Borough. Stoke.
Potters.
Yeah.
Sunderland. What are they called?
Another weird
side. Are they the Rokers or the Sunderland are the
Swans.
Swans for Swansea. Mackhams
or something like that?
Yeah, the Mackhams, that's them.
Is it that?
Tottenham.
Spurs.
Walsall.
You just put in red, didn't you?
Yeah. And greens.
But greens.
Yeah.
Watford are the bees or what are they? They're the Hornets.
Hornets. West Brom, Albion.
Baggies.
Yeah.
Then the Irons for West Ham.
Hammers.
Oh, Hammers. Sorry, Hammers. Yeah.
Wigan Athletic.
I
thought they were just like the A's or something.
No. Wolves for Wolverhampton.
Wickham. They just Wanderers. Let's try it just in case. Right, 3 minutes left.
The Yeomen.
Yeah, the Yeomen. Yeah.
Yeoman. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
It's not coming up.
Right.
I've done all colours.
I think so.
fish and shrimps.
Shrimps, shrimpers, prawns.
It's not the fishermen.
Yeah, mariners. Grimsby
mariners. Yeah, same thing.
That's enough.
The Exeter Cathedrals. Oh, they only got one cathedral.
Any chiefs in there? Pirates.
Rovers are pirates, but nicknames.
Who then? United. Just City. To see if anything.
Oh, Luton. We should know. Luton are the. Oh, the Glovers is Yeovil. Yeovil are the Glovers.
Oh, there you go. Nice, nice. What are Chelsea? That's still bugging me. And Man City.
The Etihads.
Yeah. They're like Blue Moon or something stupid like that.
Oh, yeah, could be.
No.
Oh, man. Bolton as well. The Bolts. The nuts and
nuts and bolts. Any terriers in there?
Yeah, we've had terriers.
No, we've done them, have we? Harriers, we've done harriers.
No, we haven't done harriers.
No harriers in there.
Put Stanley for Accrington.
There you go, easy. What a wanderers, Burn Albion. We've done Albion, haven't we?
What a Luton, Tom. Is... Come on, Luton are. Oh, like the Cobblers.
The only thing I can think of, it was an ex news reader, I think, who took them over. Nick something.
And Rotherham. Never... Rotherham are.
All right, 30 seconds to go.
Crew.
I feel like we're definitely going to see something be like, oh.
Yeah.
We got 70 out of 92, which I think is a fair old score so far.
Warsaw, we should know.
The Wallies.
They're a bird on their emblem, aren't they?
Three.
Have we had the goals? Have we done the goals?
We're out of time.
Three birds.
Do the goals, did we? We'll have a look.
I feel like we've named every other bird.
I think we probably did. Right.
Do you named quite a lot of fish. At one point when G was typing in the salmons, I thought we're not doing ourselves any justice here. This is not good.
Do you want the answers before we go through the final score?
I think I need to be put out of my misery as to whether or not we're above average. And okay. Then have it broken down for me as to why we were all
So we scored 70 out of 92, which is 76%.
Strong.
Very strong. What do you think the average was? This has had 5,334 plays.
I think
62.
Yeah, I'll go 60.
Okay, so you're going 62, you're going 60. So we scored 76%. The average score was... 46%.
Nailed it.
Smashed it. So, the ones...
Too many people who didn't have sticker albums.
Yeah. The ones we didn't get. AFC Wimbledon. The Wombles.
I nearly said that. Everyone knows that's stupid.
Aston Villa. Aston Villa are the villains, but it's spelled A-N-S. No, not A-I-N-S, as in proper English.
There's no I in it.
There's no I in it.
Villans.
Villans. Bolton, the Trotters.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Burton Albion, the Brewers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bury, the Shakers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Carlisle, the Cumbrians.
Oh, I might not know that. Yeah.
No.
Chelsea, the Pensioners.
The Chelsea Pensioners?
That's got to be an old nickname. I've not
heard that one. Chesterfield, the Spirites.
That's what I was saying. The Spires.
Spires. Crew, the Railwaymen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exeter, the Grecians.
Yep.
Yeah.
Luton Town, the Hatters.
Yep. Yeah.
Manchester City, the Citizens.
Yep.
Morecambe. Yeah, Morecambe, the Shrimps, which I thought we'd put in.
I thought we'd put the Shrimp.
I thought we'd put that in.
You couldn't spell it right.
Yeah. I think I put Shrimp, but not Shrimps or Shrimpers. Yeah. Notts County, the Magpies.
Yep.
Oh, because you put in two.
I put in two for Newcastle and they came up with Magpies. Oldham, the Latex.
The Latex should have got.
Plymouth. Yes. Plymouth, the Pilgrims.
I was going to say that their mascot is a pilgrim.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Tom.
I couldn't think of the name.
Port Vale, the Valiants.
Okay.
Rotherham, the Millers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sunderland. Sure. Sunderland, the Black Cats.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Way up.
Walsall, the Saddlers.
Yep.
I did know that.
Yeah. Wigan, yeah. Wigan, also the Latex.
Yep.
And Wickham, the Cheer Boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think I knew that one.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
But it was quite a few that I did.
Yeah, there's quite a few in here that I seem like, oh, there's always like that, though, isn't it? It's the pressure. It's the pressure. Yeah. But 76% smashed it.
Yep. It's
well above average. And another excellent performance.
Yeah, pleased with that.
Who would just let us do a 2-hour show? We'd have got all of them.
I'm not sure. I don't know if we would have. I know. She wants to skip to these 15-minute quizzes. So. Yeah. It's her fault. So. That's all right. We're 2 for 2 this week, this season. So, and 2 very good scores, I think. So,
yeah. Fine form.
Just keep it up. Ready for next season. I mean, just you know, the Spork also gives you a little comment when you with your score. And for us, it says, heavens to Betsy. That was a special performance right there.
I felt special. I pulled my weight, I felt.
Yeah, I think we all did right. I think you two probably did a few.
You've got your podcast title now anyway. Heaven to Betsy.
Heaven to Betsy. Sorted. Right. There you go. Another good performance. Cool. Right. We'll leave it there for the week. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to find us on social media and give us a follow. We are on Twitter, Average Squiz Pod. We're on Instagram, Above Average Squiz Pod. You can find us on Facebook, the Above Average Sports Quiz Thing. You can also find us on YouTube, the Above Average Sports Quiz Thing, where we do weekly quick quiz battles each week. So don't forget to go there, like the videos, and also subscribe to the channel. And of course, you can listen to this episode again, and you can also find all our previous episodes and all our future ones, if you want to listen, on our website, aboveaveragesportsquiz.com. So that's it for this week. Tom, thank you for joining.
Not a problem. Always a pleasure.
And Will, thanks for joining.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, chaps.
Right. That's it for this week, everyone. Thanks for listening. And we will be back with another quiz same time next week. Cheerio.
Bye.